This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. An operation to evacuate civilians from a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol is underway. That effort to bring civilians out of the sprawling steel plant was still being done Sunday with the International Committee of the Red Cross in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also described his hours-long weekend meeting with the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Kyiv as a powerful signal of support in his difficult time. In a televised address on Sunday evening, Zelensky said his meeting with Pelosi included discussions of defense supplies to Ukraine, financial support, and sanctions against Russia. Pelosi and a half dozen U.S. lawmakers met with Zelensky and his top aides for about 3 hours late Saturday to voice American solidarity with the besieged nation and get a first-hand assessment as she works to steer a massive new Ukraine aid package through Congress. Zelensky says Ukrainians are grateful to all partners who send such important and powerful signals of support by visiting the capital at such a difficult time. Additionally, Zelensky estimated that more than 350,000 people have been evacuated from combat zones thanks to humanitarian corridors prearranged with Moscow since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in late February. Germany says it's making progress on weaning itself off Russian fossil fuels and expects to be fully independent of Russian crude oil imports by late summer. Economy and Climate Minister Robert Habeck says Europe's largest economy has reduced its share of Russian energy imports to 12% for oil, 8% for coal, and 35% for natural gas. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General said on Sunday the war in Ukraine had aggravated a triple crisis affecting food, finance, and energy across Africa. Speaking during a visit to Senegal, his first trip to Africa since the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, Antonio Guterres said it was impossible not to address the war in Ukraine when talking about the socioeconomic situation in Africa. Russia and Ukraine produce a third of the world's wheat supply, and the loss of commodities due to the war has resulted in soaring food prices and uncertainty about the future of food security globally, especially in impoverished countries. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is expected to talk with his Thai counterpart Prayuth Chan-o-cha about economic matters, upheaval in Myanmar, and Russia's war in Ukraine when they meet Monday. Kishida is the middle of a middle five-nation overseas tour. He earlier visited Indonesia and Vietnam and will travel to Italy and the United Kingdom after Thailand. Japanese economic investments have been key to Thailand's industrialization, especially in the automotive industry. Also likely to be discussed is the violent conflict in Myanmar, which some experts characterize as a civil war. Several governments have imposed sanctions and condemned the Myanmar military's abuses. Thailand and Japan share a softer approach. The head of a journalist union says Egyptian authorities freed three journalists, the latest in a string of releases, as the president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi appears to be reaching out to critics of his administration. The three walked free from jail early Sunday after they spent around a year and a half in detention and separate cases. The head of the journalists' union posted images showing the three journalists wearing white jail uniforms and embracing their families in the street. They were released pending investigations into initial charges of misuse of social media and joining a terrorist group. That's an apparent reference to the Muslim Brotherhood. Two people have been rescued from the rubble of a building in central China more than 50 hours after it collapsed. Dozens remain trapped or missing since the building collapsed Friday afternoon in Changsha, the capital of Hunan province. Recapping our top story, an operation to evacuate civilians from a steel plant in Ukrainian city of Mariupol is underway. That effort is to bring civilians out of the sprawling steel plant and started Sunday with the International Committee of the Red Cross and in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.